Let's pray as we're standing. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your goodness and your mercy to us. We thank you for the many things that you give to us. And we pray that as we consider your word today, you would help us to see how we must put into practice all that you've given to us. So watch over us, speak to our hearts and minds, we pray, for Jesus' sake. Amen. Well, these days in the public sector, many organisations have devolved budgets from government or local authorities, which they need to manage wisely. Schools are a good example of that. This last week in the local Daily Mail, there was a story of schools in our county who, because they didn't spend all that was allocated to them, had money clawed back. Money, it seems, was not put to good use, and so it was taken away. Well, being given something and using it well or not is something that happened in the parable that we've just read, that story with a meaning of Jesus that we're thinking about this morning. The parable is usually called the parable of the talents. Now, as I mentioned before, this is the start of our new series for Lent, Ready, Willing and Able, as we think about how we are to use that which God has given us for his glory together as the church family. Now, in Matthew's Gospel, where the story comes from, Jesus has just been speaking about his return to earth and the final judgment, when all that is wrong will be seen to be wrong and judged, and all that is right will be seen to be right. Jesus has just told the parable of the 10 virgins, the 10 bridesmaids, which shows the need to be ready for him when he returns. Well, then this parable of the talents which follows shows us what being ready means in practice. If you want to follow it, it's on page 1001 of the Church Bibles, Matthew 25, page 1001. Now, many of us know the story, but it's worth a recap, I think. Jesus said the situation with the kingdom of heaven will be like what happened when a man went away and put his 3 servants in charge of all that he owned. The man knew what each servant could do, so he handed the talents of money to the first servant, 2 to the second, and 1 to the third, and then he left the country. As soon as the man had gone, the servant with the 5 talents used them to gain 5 talents more. The servant who had 2 talents did the same with his money, and he gained 2 talents more. But the servant with 1 talent dug a hole and hid his master's money in the ground. Well, sometime later, the master of those servants returned. He called them in and asked what they had done with his money. The servant who had been given the 5 talents brought them in with the 5 talents that he had gained. And he said, "Sir, you gave me 5, and I have gained 5 more. "Wonderful," the master replied. "You are a good and faithful servant. I left you in charge of only a little, but now I will put you in charge of much more. Come and share my happiness." And of course, something similar happens with the one who had gained 2 more. And then the servant who had been given 1 talent came in and said, "Sir, I know that you are hard to get along with. You harvest what you don't plant and gather crops where you haven't scattered seed. I was frightened and I went out and hid your money in the ground. Here's every single coin that you gave me." And the master of that servant told him, "You are lazy and good for nothing. You think I harvest what I didn't plant and gather crops where I haven't scattered seed, do you? Well, you could have at least put my money in the bank so that I could have earned interest on it." And the master said, "Now your money will be taken away and given to the servant with 10 talents. For to everyone who has will more be given, and he will have an abundance. But from the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away. You are a worthless servant, and you will be thrown out into the dark where people will cry and grit their teeth in pain." Well, what are we to learn from this famous story of Jesus? Well, I think the first thing to recognise is that God gives his people abilities and resources. The parable here uses a word that has become very common in everyday language. So you watch a football match and people say, "He has bags of talent, but he doesn't always apply himself." Adverts say, "Are you a talented teacher, ready to play your part in our successful school?" We watch television programmes called Britain's Got Talent. It's become a very popular word, but it can be traced back to its use here in this parable. That's really how it's entered the English language. Now, a talent in Jesus' time was a weight of something, usually money, and it was extremely valuable. They say that a talent of coins was what a day labourer would earn in 20 years. So we're talking about something like £200,000 to £300,000 in our money. Now Jesus' story reminds us that as the servants were given talents by their boss, so God is the one who gives good things to his people. God gives us the natural abilities that make us good at different tasks. God gives us the good things that we enjoy in our life, from food and clothing and health and homes and our family and friends and many other things. And God is the one who gives to those who trust in Jesus special spiritual gifts to serve him. We read of some of those in Paul's letter to the Ephesians. These special abilities that help us serve one another in the church family and make the church family work well together in order to glorify God. And this is something that we're going to be thinking more about in the coming weeks as we consider this subject of being ready, willing and able to serve God together. God then gives us the resources that we enjoy in this life. And it's appropriate that as we think about the good things that God gives to us, that we join in with this Global Poverty Prayer Week that Tear Fund have organised. And we'll be praying for that a little bit later. After all, it is him who has given us the good things. And there are many in this world who, of course, have great needs. Well, God gives his people then abilities and resources. But we also see that we're not all given equal amounts. What is clear in Jesus' story is that the three servants were given different amounts of money, different talents. One was given five, another two, and the other one. Now this is a simple reminder that we all have different amounts of ability at different things. Now speaking personally when it comes to talents, God, I'm sure, has given me talents to use for him in various areas, but they're certainly not in the area of drawing. I barely know which end of the pencil to hold. Nor, as Sheena found out shortly after we started going out together, have I talents in ballroom dancing. Talk about two left feet, well they're both mine. Now, if in the terms of the story, I have less than one talent in art and dancing, some people clearly have five or more. You'll know people like that. Perhaps you're one of them. The servants in the story were given different talents. Verse 15, each according to his ability. You see, responsibilities and opportunities and abilities are given unequally. We all have some talents, but they're not all the same. Nor do we have the same amount of talent, even if we share something of the same area of ability as somebody else. God is the giver, and for reasons that he alone knows, the ways that talents are given out are different. Now, of course, in many ways this is obvious, but it is worth dwelling on, for it can help us as we seek to understand ourselves and value other people. Recognising that God gives different abilities to different people can help us accept ourselves and be grateful for the gifts that he has given to us. And also not to envy other people who seem to have more or different gifts or opportunities or resources to us. It also means that we shouldn't be proud in a selfish sort of way about the gifts that God has given to us. Because it is God who has given them to us and we're to use them for him. And also we shall seek to respect others, even if they're not as good at something as we are. They may well have gifts to use for God that are different from ours. And that may be in a way that perhaps we wouldn't have chosen for ourselves or them. But the point is God has given them gifts and we're to respect and honour that. So we're not all given equal amounts of gifts and resources. But that brings us to the third and really the main point, surely, of Jesus' story, and one which is very relevant to our new series for Lent. And that is that we must put to use what God has given to us. Jesus says the situation with this man going away on a journey, giving his workers resources to put to use for him before he comes back in the future, is like the situation with the King of the Kingdom, that is Jesus himself, who has now left this earth and is in heaven, but will return to this earth. We've seen that he is the one who gives people gifts, resources and opportunities. And the key thing is that we must use them for his glory. You remember what happened in the story. Two servants did that. They put their money to work and ended up gaining more. They were commended. Good and faithful servant, the master said. And also they were rewarded. You have been faithful over a little, I will set you over much. Now it seems as we understand these servants as us, as Jesus' servants living in this world, that when we have put to use for the benefit of God's kingdom those gifts that he's given to us, there will be this sense of reward where new responsibilities to serve with joy in the fully fulfilled kingdom of heaven that we usually call heaven will be what we receive. Of course, we enter heaven purely by the grace of God as Jesus dies on the cross for our sins and we accept that gift that he offers to us. But it seems that as we live and as we work out and use those gifts that he's given to us, there will be a reward. Well, in contrast, the other servant simply hid what he had been given. He thinks of the master as tough and one who exploits his staff. Master, I knew you to be a hard man, he says in verse 24. So I was afraid and I went and hid your talent in the ground. Here, this is what is yours. Now what the servant says is really an excuse. Perhaps he felt somewhat put out at the fact that he only had one talent, whereas the other servants had more. And spitefully, he just returns to his master that which he had been given. No more and no less. So this servant with the one talent shows that really he does not love his master. He hasn't served him. And indeed he blames him at the end for his lack of service. And his talent is removed and given to one of the others. And Jesus says, verse 29, to everyone who has more will be given, and he will have an abundance. But from the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away. The master is rightly angry at this servant's failure to put his talent to work. It was the master's talent, after all. And so he ends up being judged and sent to outer darkness, one of these images that Jesus uses for life after death without God, that awful reality of hell that we spoke of last week. Now what this shows is that someone who does not put their gifts to work is not really likely to be a real follower of Jesus. And so, by their lack of evidence of that grace of God in their lives, they show that they haven't received forgiveness through him. For that is what makes it possible to escape outer darkness and to know the joy of heaven. Well, Jesus' story then is a serious reminder that we must put to use what we have been given for God's kingdom rule. And so the story should make us ask, have I acted on the message of Jesus itself? Do I know that I am in need of God's forgiveness for having turned away from him? Do I rely on what Jesus has done in dying on the cross to make acceptance with God possible? Have I turned from ignoring him and trusting myself to him? The story says, take the opportunity that the good news offers. And then, knowing that we have done that through the grace of God, we shall need to ask ourselves, am I using the many resources and gifts that I have been given from God for his glory? Are we taking responsibility to use and to develop and to grow those resources that God has entrusted to us for the benefit of his loving kingdom rule? So the story says, make the most of what God has given to us. Well then, being given something and using it well or not is something that we often see in life, like that school we heard about at the start. But Jesus shows us that God gives people abilities and resources. We're not all given equal amounts, so we should be grateful and not envious. And when we have trusted in Jesus and received his love as a gift, well then in response, we must put to use those natural abilities, our spiritual gifts, our resources of time and money. And there will be a reward at the end. But if we fail to use them, then they will not be of any use, and we shall lose out too. As Jesus said, for to everyone who has, more will be given, and he will have an abundance. But from the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away.
Let's pray.